These images have come to define New Delhi's pollution crises. Hundreds of devotees are taking a dip in a river covered in thick foam caused by toxic waste that flows into it every day.
It is really dirty, but what can we do? We need to do our rituals and had to do them in dirty water. We can't do this at home and have to come here for the festival.
It shouldn't be filthy, but what can we do? People who are responsible are making so much money in the name of cleaning it.
The small stretch of the Yamuna that flows through Delhi is the main source of water for the city's 20 million people. It's also one of the most polluted in the world.
The government has poured billions of dollars into cleaning the Yamuna, but it's still polluted and covered in foam most of the year. It's also banned people from entering the water, sent boats to clean out the foam, and set up barricades to stop it from reaching the banks. But critics say that this has done nothing to solve the issue, and now people have come here despite the stench and the filth.
Meanwhile, the air quality in one of the world's most polluted cities has plunged to its worst levels this season. Much of it has come from neighboring states, where farm fires like these have been burning for weeks. Politicians admit their strategies have had little impact.
The biggest obstacle is that while Delhi government has a very aggressive action plan against pollution, we do not have any kind of a regional action plan mandated by the central government on pollution that holds all the North Indian states accountable for their actions.
Environmentalists have criticized the government for its approach to these crises.
Lack of political will, lack of bureaucratic will, and lack of urgency and correlation, understanding the link between public ecology and public health in our political and bureaucratic class is extremely important. And that is the main problem that makes our air toxic, our river frothing, and our forests disappearing.
Studies say air pollution costs billions of dollars every year and is one of the leading causes of death in the city. Millions of people are struggling while the government tries to find a solution. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.